It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, June 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. Delta County Memorial Hospital is pulling out of the clinics in the North Fork Valley. In a release, the hospital says it's returning the Paonia and Hotchkiss sites to the physicians who owned them. The handover will happen by the end of next month. The hospital took over the two clinics last July in an effort to improve their management and financial health. Grand Junction City Manager Rich Engelhart resigned. The City Council voted unanimously to accept his resignation at a special meeting Wednesday night. This is Grand Junction Mayor Phyllis Norris.
The City Manager Rich Engelhart has submitted his resignation contingent on the City Council amending his contract to pay severance.
The council agreed to do that. Engelhart will receive more than $127,000, which is about 9 months' severance pay. His original employment contract offered severance only if the city council terminated his employee. In a resignation letter, Engelhart says, quote, increasing conflicts both internally and externally that have arisen over the last few months have led me to question my own effectiveness to continue to represent this council and organization. By accepting my ultimate responsibility as a leader, I am anxious to see the city begin to heal and move forward, and I believe my resignation will be the beginning of that process, end quote. His resignation is effective immediately. At the meeting, the City Council also unanimously approved Deputy City Manager Tim Moore to serve as the interim City Manager. Former Olathe Police Chief Rick Hawk is accused of using the town's tax-free status to buy ammunition and sell it to private individuals. A recently unsealed indictment from February alleges orders for ammunition were received by Hawk, three Olathe police officers, a Delta County Sheriff's deputy, a Mesa County Sheriff's deputy, a former Olathe town administrator, a shooting instructor, and the owner of Western Slope Executive Protection Services. The document says more than $7,600 in cash was collected for the ammunition order. It says the orders took place between July 2011 and September 2013. The indictment says Hawk was placed on paid administrative leave in September 2013 and resigned in October of that year. Hawk was arrested in Arizona earlier this month on charges of misuse of official information and official misconduct. He was released on bond pending extradition hearings. A date for a court appearance in Colorado hasn't been set. Mesa County District Attorney Pete Hotzinger has accepted a job as a federal prosecutor. He'll be the new assistant U.S. attorney in Grand Junction. However, he won't leave the DA right away. He must first pass an FBI background check that could take up to 8 weeks to complete. After that, Hotzinger says he will give his resignation to Governor John Hickenlooper.
I am going to stay on in office as district attorney until the governor has completed his appointment process.
Hotzinger says he could start his new job in the fall. Seven Republican presidential hopefuls will be in Colorado this weekend for the annual Western Conservative Summit. 4,000 people are expected to attend. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, along with Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, and Ben Carson are among those attending. John Andrews with Colorado Christian University is organizing the event. He says the summit, now in its sixth year, is growing in size and stature.
The time when Denver was a cow town or Colorado was flyover country is long gone. Colorado matters politically, and I think all the attention being given the Western Conservative Summit is an indication of that.
Andrews couldn't secure all of the candidates, including former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Senator Rand Paul, but he's hopeful next year's summit will draw whoever becomes the eventual Republican nominee. Delegates to the event will take a straw poll on Sunday. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Police in Montrose issued warrants and made an arrest in an ongoing methamphetamine investigation. This is Commander Gene Lillard with the Montrose Police Department.
We were able to end up making one arrest. Ismail Miranda was taken into custody for felony drug charges. During the operation, we were able to recover a substantial amount of suspected methamphetamine. And at this point in the investigation, it is still ongoing, and we do anticipate additional arrests in the future.
The lengthy investigation involved local and federal authorities. Guinness World Records lists a 95-year-old woman from Ohio as the world's oldest professional DJ. However, KVNF's Felix Belmont will be turning 97 on Sunday. Felix has been a volunteer DJ at KVNF for over 35 years. He hosts a program called Stop Time, where he plays big band music from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And he might just be the oldest volunteer DJ in public radio, and maybe the world. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Felix ahead of his birthday.
Tell me about Stop Time.
I play primarily two kinds of music, big bands and oldies, mainly music of the 1930s and 40s. And I also do show tunes, both Broadway musical stuff and movie soundtrack material for all dates.
When you first started volunteering at KVNF, did you already have this show planned?
I had no idea what I was going to do, but someone suggested, and I'll think of his name in a moment, that I do a program of show tunes. And I started out by doing just show tunes, mainly Broadway musical stuff, but also some soundtrack material. The Stop Time program I actually inherited from Kathy Hopkins, but I changed it a little bit by specializing in big bands and music of the big band period, because that was the music that I knew best. Kathy Hopkins, when she started Stop Time, she concentrated on original jazz, the origins of jazz in both New Orleans and Chicago. But that was a little out of my league, and so I, as I say, went to big bands.
What do you love about doing this kind of show? I mean, it's a very specific genre you're working with.
What I like about it is because I think it's good music. I like it because the vocals, you can understand the words. And also, it's music that I have great associations with. Some, admittedly, somewhat romantic and so on. It's the music that was playing when I went to high school dances and college dances. It was the music that was playing when I met a gal who subsequently became my wife. And so I have very pleasant associations with a lot of it. Plus, it's good music. And also, very few DJs in KVNF or any other radio station still play it. And I think it's music that should not be lost.
Thank you for your time, Felix.
It's always a pleasure.
That was KVNF volunteer DJ Felix Belmont. He turns 97 this Sunday. He'll spend part of that day hosting Stop Time from noon until 3. His show airs the second and fourth Sunday of each month. Stay tuned for Megan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.